Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on One Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. With News 24, COCT begins mop-up operations after strong winds, heavy rain pummel the city. Disaster Management spokesperson Charlotte Powell said that a number of trees were also uprooted in various neighborhoods. Roofs were also blown off in Manenberg, Heidefeld and Lavender Hill. Heavy rain has resulted in flooding in informal settlements around the Cape's metro. The City of Cape Town's Disaster Management Center said that no evacuations were needed. Mopping up operations are underway in the affected areas. The city's informal settlements department is making flood kits available to affected residents. Roofs were blown off in Manenberg, Heidefeld and Lavender Hill. Disaster Management spokesperson Charlotte Powell said that a number of trees were also uprooted in various neighborhoods. Numerous trees were uprooted, notably in Tukai, where a house was damaged, and in Waterloo Village in Gardens, where uprooted trees damaged vehicles. Powell said that various roads across the metro had been flooded and were being attended to by the city's Roads and Stormwater Department. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on One Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on One Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. Metro Rail Cape Town by Kevin Brandt. Cape Town train services on the city's southern line have been resumed. Trains operating between Cape Town and Retreat were suspended following damage to overhead power supply systems as a result of severe weather conditions. Metro Rail spokesperson Rihanna Scott said the train service between Cape Town and Retreat has resumed after we had to suspend it earlier. This was due to roof sheets that were blown onto the railway tracks between Mowbray and Rosebank. These sheets damaged the overhead power supply and this has been restored in the meantime, so trains are starting to operate again. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on One Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. here on One Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. News with Business Insider. While you may not be arrested for not wearing a mask in a store, workplace or taxi, the owner of the premises or vehicle may end up in jail for 6 months and or face a fine. New regulations that were gazetted on Sunday evening determined that building and store owners, as well as employers and school principals, will face 6 months and or fines if they allow mask-free people on their premises. Taxi operators will face the same penalties if they don't enforce mask wearing. But the individual self won't face jail time or a fine. Ronald Lamola, Minister of Justice and Correctional Services, said on Monday. He says that at first, government decided to focus on public education and was reluctant to criminalize not wearing a mask. Following instances of irresponsible behavior of people without masks in shops and in taxis, government changed tack. Because it wasn't a criminal offense, it made the lives of law enforcement officers very difficult, Lamola said. The obligation has now been placed on store managers, owners, building owners and those who are responsible for public congregations to make sure people wear masks. He added that if there isn't any improvement in the behavior of individuals, government will reconsider the criminalization of not wearing a mask. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on One Dot Radio, Voice of the Nations, with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor, Ingrid D. You're on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. Load shedding by Kaelin Palm. Cape Town and inconsistent power supply combined with the impact of COVID-19 will be the final nail in the coffin for some businesses. Eskom has been implementing stage 2 load shedding since Friday due to breakdowns and high demand. Just when businesses thought things couldn't get worse, load shedding has resurfaced to add more pressure. Cape Town Chamber of Commerce and Industry President Geoff Jacobs said businesses that haven't been able to operate normally due to the lockdown were already battling to get back on track. Jacobs said businesses would struggle to recover from the lockdown and an inconsistent energy supply. He said there were expectations that Eskom would have done maintenance when demand was low during the lockdown. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor, Ingrid D. You're on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. Sport 24. How Man City arrived at the brink of European expulsion. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has lifted a 2-season ban on Manchester City after a UEFA investigation found it overstated its sponsorship. Nick Archibald says that Manchester City will be free to play Champions League football next season. The Court of Arbitration for Sport lifted a 2-season ban on Manchester City imposed by UEFA after its investigation found they were in breach of the financial fair play regulations. City are fined £49 million by UEFA. UEFA begins an investigation into claims of manipulation of contracts by Man City. City is dealt a 2-year ban from all European competitions, this after the UEFA investigation found that City committed serious breaches of the UEFA club licensing and financial fair play regulations by overstating its sponsorship revenues. The final ban involved the 2 Champions League seasons for 2021 and 2022 alongside a £30 million fine. The Court of Arbitration for Sport lifts a 2-season ban from European competitions imposed by UEFA. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. News 24 by Kaelin Palm. The Council's Lucky Ntumane said the introduction of stricter regulations or a further ban on alcohol sales will not help the industry or the economy. Some officials in the alcohol industry are cautioning President Cyril Ramaphosa against further restricting or rebanning the sale of alcohol. Over the past week, members of the alcohol industry have been engaging with the Department of Trade and Industry and has been in talks with the Eastern Cape Premier, the Liquor Authority and the Western Cape MSC for safety. This would increase the risk of transmission of the virus and, in addition, to increase in the risk of transmission, a further restriction on sales will have a disastrous economic impact on the industry and continue to exacerbate the loss of revenue for our government. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor Ingrid D. You're on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. The latest on Cape storms. A storm has lashed Cape Town overnight as the city receives reports of trees being uprooted and even one school's structures being blown over by strong winds. Franz Conradi Drive in Bellville, near the Boston area, four trees were seen laying in the road within 200 meters of each other. And in Strand, at Nomzamo High School, temporary classroom structures were completely destroyed by the strong winds. The Western Cape Education Department's WCED Director of Communications, Bronna Hammond, told News 24, learners and teachers have been sent home for safety reasons. Some of the other roads affected by uprooted trees include Meerlust and Jacaranda in Somerset West, Tiger Valley Road, Arlington and Harewood Road in Helderberg, and Fairfield Street in Parel. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor, Ingrid D, here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. News 24, Truck Drivers Foundation suspends protest for now. A number of trucks were torched across parts of Cape Town. Some local drivers were against the hiring of foreigners. The All Truck Drivers Foundation, ATDF, said that it was suspending its protest for now. The demonstrations had been violent and a number of trucks were torched across parts of Cape Town. Some local drivers were against the hiring of foreigners. Spokesperson Nsibu Ndlovu believed that foreigners were being given preference. They don't want to come to us, they're running away. Transport and labor departments are running away when we are willing to take them to court for not being willing to help us. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D. Hello everyone, I'm your news anchor, Ingrid D, here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations, bringing you national and international news updates. Sport 24. The Lions on Monday confirmed the signing of centre Birger Odendaal from the Bulls. Birger Odendaal joins the Lions from the Bulls. Odendaal, 27, had been on the Bulls' book since 2012 and captained the team in Super Rugby. However, after Jake White recently joined as Bulls Director of Rugby, Odendaal's services were deemed too expensive. A recent report on News 24 indicated that Odendaal had been earning over 3 million rand a season at the Bulls. He played his youth rugby at the Lions and was a star of the Golden Lions Craven Week side in 2011. In homecoming of sorts, Odendaal is back home, where he started his rugby career at Monument High School, the Lions posted on Twitter. Keep tuning in for daily news updates here on Vondot Radio, Voice of the Nations with me, Ingrid D.